The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowd, so they can go to the surrounding villages and farms to find lodging and provisions, for we are in a deserted place." He said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." They replied, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all these people." Now the men there numbered about 5,000. Then he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing over them, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. An elderly, illiterate woman lived in Italy, a small village. She was dirt poor. Her children had moved to America. No one could understand why her children abandoned her, why they did not provide for her needs. One day, her pastor went to visit. He asked, "Surely your children, if they realized how much you are in need, they would help." The old woman defended them. "They are good children. Even though I cannot read, they still write to me. They send me funny pictures, strange pictures." The priest asked if she kept these funny pictures. The woman reached into a drawer, and there, stuffed to the top, the pastor found the strange pictures. They were hundreds of U.S. $50 bills. She had a treasure right under her nose, but she did not know it. We possess a treasure. Catholics have a treasure right under our noses. We have a priceless possession, underappreciated, too often neglected, or underestimated. Our unique treasure is the Holy Eucharist, the reality of Christ present under the form of bread and wine. Not a sign, not a symbol, but a real presence. The map to this treasure is laid out by St. Paul in today's epistle. "This is my body, this is my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." From day one, the Church has taken Christ at his word. To this day, we proclaim the death of the Lord by receiving Holy Communion, by adoring Christ present in the Eucharist. This belief is at the core of being Catholic. Without the body and blood of Christ, the Catholic community cannot survive. Just before he died, Pope St. John Paul II wrote an encyclical, "The Church is from the Eucharist." Not the other way around, "The Eucharist comes from the Church." No, he meant to title it to make it clear, "The Church comes from the Eucharist." Mass is a continuing participation in the sacrifice of Calvary. A priest is one who offers a sacrifice. Acting in the person of Christ, he offers the sacrifice of the Mass. Today's feast, Corpus Christi, Latin for the body of Christ, is our annual reminder. A reminder of something too often underappreciated. The Eucharist is a priceless treasure. Yet for many people, even our Lord is not all that important. He is not top priority. People are willing to take him or leave him. No wonder then the real presence of Christ is not essential to their lives. It is discouraging to know people simply don't attend Mass. Or if they do, it's hit or miss according to what they consider to be their priorities. Even for those who do come, it's best to get it over with as soon as possible. They have more important things to do. The witty 16th century St. Philip Neri noticed a woman who always left Mass right after communion. So one week, St. Philip stationed altar servers at the door. When the woman slipped out, they followed her with lighted candles ringing a bell. The woman asked, "What are they doing?" And the servers answered, "Ma'am, you just received our Lord, so you are a walking tabernacle." She got the message. What happens at Mass is a miracle, unexplainable. Christ becomes truly present in the Eucharist. Today's gospel recounts another miracle. Our Lord multiplies 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread to feed 5,000. Yet for many, it wasn't enough. Lots of them drifted away from our Lord, even after all this. Some did come back, only when they wanted something. So it's always been this way. Jesus Christ, not always a priority. So his Eucharistic presence will not be that important. Yet, the Eucharist is essential to parish life. The Eucharist must be the center of everything in a parish. This jewel, this treasure, is the reason Catholics come together for anything. We want parish life to form community, and we do. St. Luke Parish is a huge circle of activity, from faith formation to school to sports to social events to helping those in need, even beyond our parish boundaries. But at the center of this circle is Christ present in the Eucharist. For us priests, our daily schedule revolves around what Mass we have. That's first. Then we make our daily schedule. We intend Mass at St. Luke to be rather formal. We are worshiping Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, not each other. Mass is offered twice every day, 3 times on Sundays, plus a communion service for busy people, Monday through Saturday morning. Our perpetual adoration chapel is open for adoration and prayer 24/7. Christ is there. At the doors, you will find these little blue prayer booklets. These prayer booklets are to use in the adoration chapel. They contain scripture and daily prayers for the success of our Providence 2021 capital campaign. We not only want to raise money, we want to raise awareness of the graces received in Eucharistic adoration. Take one. Try it. Christ in the Blessed Sacrament is what this place is all about. His real presence is why we are here. And so in that small Italian town, the neighbors thought the poor illiterate widow had been abandoned by her family. But when the priest showed up, he uncovered a huge fortune. Those funny pictures amounted to a gold mine. But she was unaware. Too often, even faithful Catholics seem unaware. We might feel as if we have been abandoned. When the priest shows up, when Mass is offered, the treasure chest is open. Christ is truly present. He remains present in the Blessed Sacrament. This is the center of parish life. All the other stuff we do is important, but it all flows from one source, the summit of Christian life, the Holy Eucharist.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord.